The belief by many was that the big box stores and business giants killed the independent small business on Main Street. New stats, they tell quite a different story. In fact, there's been a surge in the number of people starting a new business. Reasons for this surge vary, but these businesses share one very important thing. They need support to survive and grow. And that support comes from you, the consumer, as well as organizations like the one my next guest heads as we head into National Small Business Week this week. He joins us to look at the state of affairs regarding the independent business. He is the president and CEO of the National Association for the Self-Employed, Keith Hall. How are you today, Keith?
Fantastic, Chris. Thanks for having me.
And the website for the organization, if you are a small business owner and you're looking for guidance and outlets and resources, nase.org. I guess, too, Keith, these recent stats of the growth of small business and independent business kind of answers the questions that people had. People were wondering why so many were quitting their jobs. Turns out it was to become job creators instead of staying as employees.
Well, I think that's correct. I think there are probably two different reasons. I think some people, you know, quit their job not by their choice. I mean, COVID shut down a lot of opportunities. I think people started working from home. I think big companies made some different decisions, which, you know, might be questionable at some level. Then there are also a lot of people who said, you know what, we can work from home. I have this dream of being a plumber or making furniture or being a graphics designer, and I can do this from home. And I think both of those have led to a tremendous surge in the number of new self-employed business owners.
And when you look, too, just in your backyard, your neighborhood, your town, your city, there are things you could do through with the talents you have instead of doing them for someone else. You can be the creator and the supplier of a service.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think being self-employed provides some level of satisfaction. You're building your own business. You're creating your own job. You're taking care of yourself and your family. You're making those decisions, and then the upside potential is all yours and your family's. You're not working from someone else, and I think that gives an attitude of self-reliance, of self-confidence to a lot of self-employed business owners, which maybe they've never had before.
And it's not just in your backyard, by the way. This is something I do when I'm thinking of someone buying something for someone for a present, Christmas time, for example. I'll look around on websites in, let's just say, Aspen, Colorado, just to pick something out of the air, and look for small businesses with a web presence and support businesses that way, too. There are a lot of ways that a consumer can support these independent businesses.
It's true. The world is becoming smaller and smaller every day. It seems strange to think that, you know, in the overall scheme of the world, it hasn't been that long ago that we didn't have the Internet, that we didn't have the communication ability with the entire world that we do today. But if you have an Internet connection, you basically have access to almost any market in the world, which is truly amazing and certainly a benefit to those individuals who want to work from home and build their own business.
I was just going to say the positive side of the lockdown in this transitioning period, a lot of businesses who did not think the needed a web presence realized I need one now just to keep the lights on.
It's true. I think not too long ago I thought Zoom was the sound I made when I played Cars with my grandson. Now everyone has access to Zoom. Everyone understands how to communicate electronically and virtually, and I think that has been a major silver lining of the cloud of the pandemic, and I think that's an expansion of technologies that were certainly in place before but become much more usable, much more user-friendly, and certainly more universal to so many more people.
Always like to say that a designation of a day or a week or a month for a cause is wonderful because it reminds people, but it's important, too, to remember the thought behind the recognition all year round. Is that one of the reasons why National Small Business Week exists, to remind people, okay, here's an element of our world and why you need to think of this all year long?
I think that's right. I think also there's this concept that, you know, over economic upturns and economic downturns, even young people today have been through a number of recessions or quasi-recessions. Things happen. People lose jobs. Throughout all of those times, small business and the growth in small business has always been consistent. It is the most unique sector of our economy, in that it tends to be counter-cyclical to otherwise bad economic times. When things are down for most businesses, there's a growth in small business because people are being creative, they're intuitive, It's the American entrepreneurial spirit. And I think in those times, you see a growth in small business, just like we saw during the pandemic. So I think whether you're a right-leaning political mind or a left-leaning political mind or you're somewhere in the middle, everyone agrees that the key to all economic recovery is small business. And I think you see that in focus, whether it's about Small Business Week or you hear the president or the administration, either side of the aisle, talking about the future, it begins with small business.
Darwin Keith Hall, who is the president and CEO of the National Association for the Self-Employed, NASE.org, is their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. You made mention of Zoom before. That's just one of the many new tools that the independent person has. I think one of the more unusual, maybe one of the more advantageous ones, too, are all these micro-investing platforms like StartEngine that have started up now.
Yes, it is true. One of the biggest problems small business owners have always faced, it's always been one of our top agenda items in providing support, and that's access to capital. In the old communities, you basically went to a financial institution, or maybe there were a few people that knew about dot-coms in California that could raise money. But those were kind of unique and rare. It seems with the onset of online access to capital, fundraising, crowdfunding, sharing those resources, the availability to access to capital is more pervasive than ever. Even for those small business owners that only need a small investment, there are grant programs like the one that we have at NASE. There are micro loan programs through the Small Business Administration, and then certainly some of the platforms you mentioned can provide flexibility for small business owners that never existed before.
Now, as far as the National Association for the Self-Employed, what are some of the services, what are some of the resources that you offer the independent business, especially for the new one who might still be, you know, trying to let go of that fear factor element before, as they're stepping into something new here?
Well, I think the most important thing we can do is we provide one-on-one consultation with small business owners. We look at it as answering one more question. We have experts on staff that are tax types, general accounting types, marketing types, contract specialists, lawyers, real estate professionals, IT professionals even. If there's a question that you have about running your business, setting up your business, getting a new customer, you know, we have an expert that can help you through the process. Now, certainly most of the information we have is not proprietary. You can ask questions on Google anytime you want. But I think people like having someone that knows their name, that calls them by name, that understands their business, that's been there and actually met payroll on Friday to help them day to day. And I think the biggest thing we help with in small business is providing that resource of someone that's been there, done that, that can help them with those questions.
Well, that's really the big difference, too, what you provide versus a Google search, because you're never sure of the source because you're inundated through that method. But when you turn to an organization such as the NASE, you're going to have reliable people because they're under your umbrella.
I agree. And I think we seem to be in this uncomfortable situation in our culture that there's so much misinformation out there that we have difficulty trusting things from time to time. Organizations like ours, we're a not-for-profit organization. You know, our dues are basically $10 a month. We're not in this for the money. We're in this to help small business owners, to kind of give back to that community. And I think being able to talk to someone that you trust, that you can see doesn't have a hidden agenda of some kind, but basically is just there to provide experience, to provide support, and to provide answers, I think goes a long way to building self-confidence.
I was looking at various surveys and polls about this issue, and it's tough to connect the numbers in general to specific people and industries, but just overall, you look at an increase, Neil, about 30% of people applying to start new businesses. That's a 30% increase compared to before the pandemic. But for a fence sitter right now, they've been thinking about it. They've been contemplating about it. I mentioned the fear factor before. They might have a couple of doubts. What's some of the best advice you can give that person right now?
My best piece of advice before the pandemic, during the pandemic, after, and always will be to the newest of small business owners is always remember you're not alone. Especially if you're, you know, starting a new venture, it's kind of scary. You're used to having a job that you get paid every other Friday. And now you're on your own. it's easy to feel like you're alone. You know, Saturday night, you get the kids off to bed, and you're sitting there trying to figure out where your next customer is going to come from. It's easy to feel like you're all alone. But there are organizations like ours at NASD.org, like the Small Business Administration. Even the IRS has a great website that provides tools and research and information that can be extraordinarily helpful. The SBA sponsors local community support groups through small business development centers that provide counselors that are available at local universities to help for free. So recognizing that there are resources available to you to answer that next question, to be there to support you, I think is extremely critical. So advice number one is always remember to stay connected and remember that you're not alone.
One thing to remember, too, Sam Walton started with one store, and look what happened there.
That's a great example.
Learn more about the resources, the information, the support that the National Association for the Self-Employed can offer you, no matter what stage of the equation you're sitting in right now. NASE.org is their website. He is their president and CEO, Keith Hall. Keith, thanks for the motivational insight into what is a great opportunity that many more people than probably imagine have in front of them. And hopefully your words will compel them to reach for that opportunity. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Chris. Keep up the good work.